Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We are, we're fighting. We're fighting. This is very hard. I have Mr. Williamson on the line with us, but all of us have been for so long fighting for accountability in policing, and we know there were folks out there who were out there for that reason, but unfortunately there were other people out there with other reasons, which has led to the loss of this precious life.
Tell us as best you can the fact pattern here. What happened? How did the car end up getting shot into and Sequoria losing her life? Because there's been many statements, misstatements. Just tell us what happened on that night as best you understand it from talking to this family.
Yes. Sequoria was with her mom. She was in the back seat. The car was being driven by Omar Ivory, and they were trying to turn around. They had gotten off. They were going to stop at the liquor store there, and it was closed, and they were getting ready to go around this barricade that had been erected. And as they were attempting to go around it, just shooters came up and began shooting the vehicle, shooting the tires out, and Sequoria yelled out to her mother that she was hit, and then they tried to contact 911. There was no response, and then they just drove with the tires blown out, just drove to Atlanta to the hospital. And, there was this misinformation that was put out that the driver of the car was shooting at them, and it's all crap. There's nothing viable about it. Of course, there were some cameras in the area. There's no muzzle flash. That's the one thing that you can see even in the dark. You'd be able to see a muzzle flash. There's no muzzle flash coming from the vehicle. So that's all a falsehood, and that has been proven. But really, we think that people have put that narrative out.
Right.
Try to justify the unjustifiable. When a space is supposed to be held in memory of Rashard Brooks as a peaceful community space, and an 8-year-old is murdered, I think people start looking for ways to try to describe what try to pass it off as blaming the folks that are in the vehicle, but there's no blame to be had, and that's where we are. So Mr. Williamson is here. Mm-hmm. We'll get Miss Turner on in a moment, but they're just trying to get the people who are responsible for killing their daughter arrested and convicted.
Talk about the effort today. I joined the family and you at a press conference where we came up with an additional $10,000 just from some mutual friends of ours. You all have put together another $20,000, making the reward for information that leads to the arrest and conviction at $50,000. And I was just called by some preachers who want to add more to that. Talk about that effort and and why it has been, why it's important. And then we'll talk a little bit about tomorrow Canvas effort.
You know, tomorrow, so, you know, today was a powerful day of testimony from community members like yourself, like Brother Kenai Walker, from another founder of Lettuce, co-founder of Lettuce McMahon, the organizations that came together and just said, we're going to raise this additional, some additional money, including Sean Williams of the Cochran firm, and they raised another $10,000. Our firm is raising another $5,000, and then the family of Sequoia, they're raising another $5,000. So we're talking about a total with the $20,000 that's already on the crime hotline, the $20,000 on the crime hotline plus this additional $30,000 raised $50,000 for the arrest and successful conviction of the individuals involved and responsible. And so that was a part of today. The other part of today was there were criminal defense lawyers that volunteered their time to assist witnesses. And what we're clear about, DB, is it's a really, and it has always been, a strained relationship between black folk and law enforcement. And so people are leery to communicate with the police. But in this instance, with an 8-year-old dead, folks are asking for cooperation and help and to assist those witnesses to come forward. There are attorneys who will volunteer their time to accompany them, to have them give their statement. And when they give that statement, they'll have a lawyer there with them who is experienced in both criminal defense law and in dealing with the police so that there's no intimidation. So those were the couple of elements of community support that we received. And then we also received support from Sister Care Alliance with Attorney Eklan Mercy. And the importance there is just that so often our black women and black girls are forgotten. Their names are lost in so many different narratives. Their names are forgotten. They're not lifted up. Even the death of Sandra Bland, you know, her name fades from...
The anniversary of her killing is today.
That's correct. And it fades from our historical memory because, unfortunately, you know, black women and black girls are some of the most disrespected people on the planet Earth. And so Sister Care Alliance wanted to lean in and communicate their support for Sequoia, for the family, and just to make sure that women's voices are amplified in this moment because of the pain that this mother is suffering, as well as the father. So that's what we had. And then, of course, we had the family.
Let's do this. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, okay. We want you to tell us about the 800 number that people with tips can start calling even now. And we'll get to what we want everybody to meet us tomorrow. When we come back, we'll talk to this father, Sakori Williamson. And clearly, this is a father present in his child's life and present in her name. If his name is Sakori and her name is Sequoia, he'll be able to tell you what was lost the other day and why it's so important as he prepares to bury his baby, that the persons or person responsible be brought to justice. Don't go into place. We'll be back. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. 800 number, the number that people who thought they saw anything, or who want to come forward, give us the number that they can call and how can they be in touch with that community effort.
Alone. Yeah, it's 1-866-969-2004. 1-866-969-2004. Again, you call. There will be an attorney who will assist you if you were a witness in this matter. And we're just looking forward to that. And we have on the line Ms. Charmaine Turner, the mother of young to Coria Turner.
Ms. Turner, how are you?
Hello?
Okay, if you got me on the speakerphone, if you can put me on the earphone so we can hear you better.
Hello.
Sound like you're on the earphone. There you go. There's a lot of movement, a lot of effort. Today, press conference, we got a chance to meet you and your family. We're not going to even ask you how you're doing because we already know. Tell us about your baby. What was Sequoria like as an eight-year-old, as a daughter? Tell us about this baby. Familiarize us with what made her so special to you and to this community.
As an eight-year-old, she was my only daughter. She loved recording herself, just loved dancing. She'll sit in the house and record herself all day. And she had two older brothers. She just loved life. Everybody came in contact with her would love her. Like, she's so loving, so sweet, smart, intelligent, like, innocent, so innocent.
What have her other brothers, what are her older brothers, what have they asked you? What did they want to know about what happened to their sister?
I have two of them. One is Terry and one is Amir. Terry haven't even cried. Like, I don't know if he don't believe it because he hasn't seen her. Right. And Amir, it's my strong baby right there. He keep telling me it's going to be okay. And it just feel like a dream to all of them.
Yeah. Shock. It's shocking. That night, when she says to you from the back seat, "Mommy, I think I've been hit." Could you believe it? I mean, you drive into, and that's where you just turn it around, and you hear gunfire going off. Did you know that they were in fact shooting at the car that you were in, or were you surprised by it, or what?
She never told me she been shot. She just hollered at my name.
Oh, wow.
When I turned around, I grabbed her. I was already with her, but I just seen the gunshot just going off. And as I'm reaching for her, she was pulling at the area, and I grabbed her and I felt it.
You call for these individuals to turn themselves in. If you could say anything to this community and to those respond, what would you say to them?
My baby's so innocent. Like, we didn't know all that. We didn't even know it was that serious. Like, she's so innocent. Like, my baby was sitting in here all day. She just wanted to be loved. Like, oh, God, like, I can't believe it.
Talk a little bit about how it made you feel. The day, I, along with a number of community folks, saying, look, we can't sit down anymore and be quiet about this. As I said, I've lived over here all of my life, and I was shocked. I think we're all in shock because we still refuse to believe that somebody would just shoot a car up knowing people are in there. What do you say to those who step forward to double the reward money, to go door to door tomorrow? How important is that to you and your family?
It's very important to me and my family. Like, it's so much love around here. And it just reminds me of my baby because she was so loving. Like, I really appreciate everybody. Everybody, every prayer. I really appreciate it.
Had a lot of family around you. She had a lot of people that loved her and cared for her. A lot of you all were there today. What's the glue that's holding you together now?
Oh, my boys. My boys.
Okay. We gotta take a break.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Sequoria's dad and we'll wrap it up. As I said today, I just hearts are broken for you, and for me, I will not sit on the sidelines. I'm gonna do everything in my power to bring the killers of your baby to justice, so they can answer for what they did. Because as I said earlier, you lost what's the most precious gift that God could give you, and that is your baby. We don't know what we lost. This could have been the next doctor that cured cancer. This could have been the next great lawyer. This could have been the next great senator, mayor. They don't know what they took from the earth, but we know that it is precious. And they have to be held accountable for it. And the community will start the process of holding them accountable on tomorrow. Look, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back in Attorney Davis, and we'll let you and Dad wrap it all up and tell us what we need to know. We know that there's a viewing tomorrow and a private memorial service that's going to be held. We'll talk about all of that as well. 404-892-2700.
Yes, Davis. His name is Julian Conley.
Julian Conley
is his name, and he's represented by Jackie Patterson. So that's why it's important that witnesses be able to talk about what Mr. Conley did or did not do so that law enforcement can do what they're going to do.
And just bring Sean Williams in also. We'll bring Sean in from the Cochran firm. Attorney Dave, just tell us a little bit about what does that mean in the absence of physical or other evidence. He can be a person of interest that they wanted to talk to, but his attorney can say, you all have no evidence. You have nothing that proves he was there or disproves he was there. And so we're not going to even allow him to be spoken to. Generally would be the posture of a defense attorney that has been retained.
That's correct. He cannot be forced to speak to law enforcement, and so that makes it even more important for law enforcement to be able to gather evidence, specifically eyewitness evidence and testimony that put whoever was there at that location, puts weapons in those individuals' hands, and puts how they used those weapons. So those are all critical pieces of evidence that will need to come from community.
Yeah, and but we also don't know what information the police department is working with already. We cannot assume that they don't already know that.
Right. So we're just trying to do our part.
Yeah.
Get people identified and brought in.
All right. Good.
And we got Mr. Williamson on, and he's you know, obviously been going through so much as a father. Yep. I just wanted him to.
We definitely want to. Sequoria, how are you?
I'm all right.
This baby.
I'm not all right.
Well, we know. We know. We know you're not. This baby was your daughter. She carries your name. You're going to miss her. You're definitely going to miss her. We know. Y'all had a relationship. Y'all had a very close relationship. Talk about your relationship with your daughter.
She like it was more. It's like I was a big brother, like a big brother dad. It was like I was fun to her. Like when she come around, dad, you know, she was gonna have fun. But it wasn't gonna be that type of fun when you go to all these different places. Be a child when you're with your dad. Then I let her be a child.
You told the story that your daughter called you literally from the back seat of the car that night. about 9:37, I believe it was, you said 9:36, 9:37. And 10 minutes later, she, as you understand it, she was gone. What did she say to you? What was your last conversation? What did she want
you to know?
You did not get a chance to talk to her. When she last saw you, what were y'all doing? What were y'all doing when y'all when you last saw her?
She called me early that day. She finally had her red Uggs, like her baby sister had it. Mm-hmm. And she just like, she was telling her baby sister, I got some shoes like you. She was picking up her shoes like, yeah, we got the same shoes, Aquaria.
You made it very clear. You want these persons or persons responsible to be held accountable, and that your baby was not involved in any of this. She just, her mama just, they just turned around in the wrong place. They were just driving like that could have, well, sometimes we say it for dramatics. Oh, that really could have been me. That was no rhyme or reason to what happened to your baby here. What do you want to say, if you could just speak to the entire Atlanta community about why it's important to find somebody responsible?
The car put somebody down, whatever. They didn't supposed to be there. Why was they there?
Yeah.
They didn't supposed to be there. And nobody's supposed to be there.
You're talking
why
about
some
the
people
shooters.
Supposed to been at the Wendy's?
Yeah.
Why were these people in the middle of the street controlling? I bet you 5-6 homeless people can't go sit in front of the state capitol and guard that, and the police won't do nothing. So why would that street so vulnerable for people just to just be like radical terrorists take over a whole street upon the police nose and just say they get knocked down and they don't give you no reason to shoot at the car? You don't even supposed to be there.
What's been the toughest part of all of this for you as a father?
Tough part is just being confused. Okay. They want answers. They want to know why.
What's sustaining you? What's keeping you? What's holding you, as we say?
My son. Mm-hmm.
What does he say to you about this?
He just tells me to be strong every chance you get.
That's hard to do, isn't it?
To just be strong.
I've invited people to join me tomorrow to canvass the neighborhoods, to put out a flyer, to talk about the reward money, to offer reward money, myself and from people I care about who've upped this money from $20,000 to now $50,000, because we want the information to come forward. From where you sit as the father of this beautiful princess, just tell people who are listening, why you want them to come forth and tell what they know about what happened to your baby.
Yes. I'm just tired of this. I can't just keep saying the same thing. Like, why would you want me to hurt a child and just live knowing you hurt a child? How could anybody live like that? Just knowing you hurt a child.
So, Corey, look, man.
I know a lot of people in the world.
Yeah.
But I don't know nobody that can live with hurting a child.
Turn themselves in would be a good message. Turn yourself in. So, Corey, we're going to let you go get some rest, man. Tomorrow is going to be probably the most difficult day of your life. Your baby will be laid out for her final viewing and final day of rest. The funeral is on Wednesday. Our thoughts and our prayers are with you, man, and your family. Have a very beautiful family, very tight family. Cling to that. And know we're down at WALK. We are here for you all, man. Anything that we can do, then please let us know. All right? So I'm going to let you jump off. Attorney Davis, if you and Attorney...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.